Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us. Lots to get into. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Pitcher's duel out there in the Pacific Northwest last night, which is exactly what that stadium calls for. A lot of pitcher's duels been had in that stadium over the years. Like pretty good. Like Felix Hernandez would go out there and throw like eight innings, give up one run. The Mariners would score zero runs and they'd lose.
Right.
But the games get over fast, which is nice.
That's the best thing.
Yeah, that's nice. We'll get Brandon Adams in here in 20 minutes as well. Talk some Georgia football with him. Obviously a great day, Thursday, weekend for Georgia football in general with all the draft picks. We'll talk to BA about that, and then we'll get to the AMA at 140 as well.
17-year-old daughter, just weighed in. Why are y'all dissing T-Swift? See? We didn't diss her.
I didn't. I just said, okay.
We did this.
The biggest diss I give is, I don't get it. That's all I'll say.
Dude, that gets your mentions filled right there.
Yeah.
You know, because what was the thing with Beyonce with them bees?
Yeah,
I got a couple of bees one time.
I didn't really say
nothing too bad about bees. I never seen anything back because I don't ever disrespect their craft because they are freaking amazing.
I get it with Beyonce.
They are freaking amazing. I get it. Yeah. I understand that part. I'm just like, I don't understand the worshiping of it, and that is my only thing.
Yep.
And so I like music. Hell, I love Frankie Beverly. I don't worship him. I love. You know what I'm saying?
So if Beyonce has got the Beehive,
mm-hmm.
and Taylor Swift has Swifties, what does Frankie Beverly?
Oh, the White Caps.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's what the fans are called?
Oh no, I'm just saying you were asking me what it would be. I don't know what it would be.
But if they had one, but that's what it would be.
Oh yeah,
the White Caps.
The White Cap.
Oh, that's great.
Oh yeah, man, Frankie with that White Cap. Yeah, you know it's on.
So if it was a fan base, it would be the White Caps.
Yeah, the White Caps.
Would you be one of them if there was like an email thread or something?
You know, I don't deal in cultish behavior.
I don't deal in cultish behavior. And that's, you want to try to avoid that.
Yeah, dog.
Like just in life, if you can.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in a cult.
My granddad, Dave McMichael, he said this to me before. He said, don't worship people who won't help you change a tire if you're on the side of the road.
Who knows if Taylor Swift would? She seems pretty friendly. I don't know how she is with a tire iron.
You don't know what they do.
I think she probably would, or she would pay for somebody to come. That was what she would do.
She would, like, have her tour bus
driver. You know,
she
gave out, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars to the truck drivers who drive all of her crap around all over the country.
Well, she works for them. They work for her. They work for her, Bo.
Like that.
Yeah, you do.
She gave eight truck drivers $100,000 apiece.
Say what now?
She gave eight truck drivers $100,000 apiece so they could buy new houses.
I'm not saying she ain't charitable.
So she
would
probably help you on the side of the road.
But if I'm on 85. I know Frankie old ass ain't pulling over the Buick. You know that? Right. I know Frankie got a Buick probably still. Ain't pulling over there and picking me up. Just like I know if y'all ass on the side wrote, what a sign. Taylor!
It feels like a trap. Yeah, it feels like a trap.
She'd probably send AAA down for you, though. She ain't going to stop me. There you
go. Yeah, I don't know. When's the last time you stopped on the side of the road to help someone with a flat? I've never done it. My wife's had a flat and been like, hey, I've got a flat. Can you come help me?
Yeah.
And I've gone and done that before. Right. Or like you get a flat in your driveway or like I've had one over there and change your own.
Uh-huh.
But I've never been driving and been like, oh, there's a guy who looks like he could use a hand.
I've never done it. I've never done it with a guy. But there was once. It was a lady. She had kids and everything. And they were on the side of the road. And nice. We were in the process. And then the truck, the highway truck thing was riding by.
Yeah.
And helped and everything.
I've seen a car accident in person and been like, I better stop and make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if they need like a statement or something. I don't really want to do that. I prefer not to, but like you do that. But yeah, I've never been driving down the road and seen a stranded car, and maybe I should be more charitable.
I mean, charity.
I know how to change a car.
Charity is beautiful, and like you said, she can weigh all these. You kind of really looking a little sketchy there, bro.
It's kind of swifty.
Kind of swifty over there, bro.
That's a lot of information to just know.
Yeah.
Offhand. How'd you know that?
That was a back page story like a year ago.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's an amazing thing. Like,
I don't listen to
her music, but that is a very cool thing to do.
I know.
She's one of the richest people in the world.
Yes, she is.
Very successful.
She's
but other artists don't do that.
Good. I think.
I bet Drake wouldn't.
I think.
Probably not.
I think more people do stuff than you people know, but more people like it publicized.
Probably.
That's right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Like Drake donates millions of dollars to charities.
Yeah, just so we'll think he's nice.
Yeah, he donates millions of dollars to charities. Just like, I mean, because think about it, you can't take it with you, which I always think is an overrated damn statement.
Yeah.
I can't take it with me.
You can't.
I know.
Your family.
My family can. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I had a partner in my, he says, I'm going to take it with, he said, I am going to try to spend it all. Like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I am going to try.
Did he have kids?
Yes. And exactly, his exact words were, they can get a job. He said, I worked my ass off with this money. He's like, he could have been tongue in cheek. He was like, when I was training, and I wasn't thinking about my kids. I was thinking about this money. You know how players are like, yeah, my kids are my motivation. He said, no, the money was my motivation. That's exactly what he said. He's like, yeah, I'm going to spend it all. I'm going to spend it all.
Hey, man.
But what about the kids? They can get jobs. There's loans out there for college.
Yeah, they'll figure
it
out.
Like, he didn't care about nothing.
Maybe they'll work hard like I did.
And he worked his ass off and made a lot of money doing it. Now, I don't believe he spent all his money because he's still alive. Yeah, but, yeah, he said, I'm going to spend it all. Like,
hey, you earned it.
You earned it.
Do whatever you want with it.
You earned it.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
It's your call.
He said, I'm going to spend it all.
All right.
He said, they can get jobs.
Let's get to the big story
just like
of
I
the day.
Did.
The kickoff, the 1 o'clock hour. Yeah, hopefully they're professional athletes. That'd be great. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
He grounds this up the middle, off the glove of Moore, and that is the first hit of the ball game. It belongs to Ronald Acuna Jr., and it comes in the seventh inning.
I mean, you know, he had that split, and threw, you know, he's got a really good arm. I mean, and they throw strikes, and, you know, it's really good stuff overall. His whole assortment is really good. They shut us down offensively pretty much, you know. We did a great job. Like I say, it was a really good ball game. We couldn't get a big hit, get anything going offensively, and it's just one of them games.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean,
like, you come up against a pitcher that has it going the way Bryce Miller did last night for the Mariners. It's going to be real hard to win. Max Fried had it going in a very similar way for the Braves and literally didn't allow a hit. Max Fried pitched 6 innings, threw 100 pitches, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, no hits.
Yeah.
And they took him out, which I understand is
today,
how they do it now.
Yes.
I don't like it.
No.
You pitch her out in the middle of a no-hitter.
You know what,
I don't like it.
Don't like it either.
I don't, and
this
I never will.
Never will.
I never will. I'll never like it. It would have been really cool if Max Fried threw a no-hitter last
year.
Now, I guess if he threw 145 pitches to do it, maybe that might not have been worth it long-term. But I'm living for the moment, Randy.
That's what we do.
YOLO.
That's what we do. Hey, Bo,
unfortunately,
do
they took
a favor,
him out.
And replay that clip again. Replay the beginning of the clip.
The snit audio?
No.
Or the play-by-play.
The play-by-play.
Okay.
Let me hear it.
He grounds this up the middle, off the glove of Moore,
okay.
And that
is it like Braves?
Is
it like Atlanta Pacific?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a whole bunch of Braves fans in there.
There's a good chance there's more Braves fans in there last night than Mariners
really?
Fans. Yeah.
Okay, that's why I wanted to hear that. Because
there's
heard
a few
that,
reasons
like,
why.
I'm like, damn.
Braves, I mean, the Braves do that in a lot of parks across the country.
Yeah.
TBS, obviously.
Right.
I mean, it was on when you got home from school, you know? You didn't have to stay up past your bedtime to watch the whole game. And, you know, Mariners fans are a little sour on the team.
I mean, we talked about you. You left them yesterday.
Yeah, I quit being a Mariners fan. Yeah. So you get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. But, no, I mean, you wanted to see that. And, obviously, you wanted to see the Braves go out there and get them one. Max was really good coming off a complete game. His last start went out six scoreless, six hitless innings, seven strikeouts and everything. But you said his pitch count was high to be – and I don't like it just like you don't like it, but the analytics say that he needs to come out. Not even analytics. Just, you know what? This is right.
Yeah.
That's like that'd be over 200 pitches in two starts. So we already lost Spencer. Don't need Max nothing like that.
He'll probably get a blister if he throws too many pitches.
Yeah, because we know that Max is a blister guy.
He's a big blister
guy.
Yeah,
he's a big blister guy.
Kelnick got a hit last night. I was sure he was going to hit a home run just because
that's
just what happens to the Mariners when guys come back and play against him. Now, hopefully he plays in the remainder of the series and is able to do that because. That'd just be kind of fun to see him do that.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see one of the other guys at the top of the lineup hit a home run as well. Ozzie's been good. Now I know Ozzie missed it with that toe, but he's batting .325. He got a hit and an RBI. Team got was Ozzie Albies last night. Cunha's not doing much. I know he got on base last night, stole a couple bases, and created that run. But the power numbers aren't there right now. Riley and Olson aren't doing much. Hopefully, and it's a big ask for it to be find it at Safeco, T-Mobile. You know what I mean. The Mariners Stadium. Nobody hits at that stadium. But maybe tonight's the night where they break out of it. But it would be real nice to see one or two or all three of those guys get it going. Slow starts for all of them.
That's the only thing. And that's one why you love this this lineup, this roster so much. Because your three boppers, your three perennial all-star type players are not playing up to that level. Now, I'm not saying in the field or anything like that. I'm talking about as far as at the plate. It's just not there. You know, you every time, like, what does Schnick call it? Barreling up. Every time it barrels up, you hear it. You're like, oh, that's the one right there.
Because Olsen, I think more than, and maybe Riley too, but they've hit it hard.
Yeah.
Especially lately. But it's just, it's at people.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. If it's an out, it's an out. But yeah, the crazy thing about that is those three guys going the way they're going. The Braves still average the most runs per game in baseball. They still have the best record in baseball. And their number one opening day starting pitcher got hurt like the first week of the season.
Yeah.
And they're still there. It's pretty crazy.
It's
like they're just so – they're just wealthy. They're just talent wealthy, man.
They got that bread.
It's crazy.
They got that bread. And Lopez is going tonight for the Braves along with
who's been
the
best pitcher.
Castillo for the Mariners. Is Castillo lefty or righty?
He's right-handed.
He's going to get the start again today. Hopefully it might be. It might be one of the things where – because he knows the ballpark. You know, maybe he knows where the sweet spot is. Maybe he can get that home run up there and everybody, and then everybody really get mad at the Mariners. Because if he hits a home run.
Oh, yeah, they're going to freak out.
They're going to be mad and freak out about it.
The hard part is if there's a sweet spot for power hitters in that stadium, it's down the left field line.
Okay.
They built that stadium the way that they built it when Ken Griffey Jr. was in his prime and made it almost impossible for left-handed power hitters to succeed there. Like, you know how dumb you have to be?
Because your best player
is a left-handed
and he is without a doubt the best player in franchise history, right?
Yeah, man. Like, he's one of the best players to ever live.
Yeah.
And they built the stadium
and
made it hard for left-handed power hitters to succeed there. And Griffey was like, you know what? Why don't you trade me?
Yeah.
Why don't you get me out of here?
How long has that stadium been there?
99.
Okay.
And they started building it in, like, 96.
Okay. All right. And so he went to
Cincinnati.
What was that, 02?
No, 99.
That's when he went?
Okay. I thought he played there for half a year, and then he was like, nope, get
so
me
he,
out of here.
So he was there for half a year. He was like, okay.
In Safeco.
Uh-huh.
Most of his best years, all of his best years, were at the Kingdom.
Well, there was a dome.
So the weird thing about Safeco is T-Mobile, they opened it mid-season. They opened it in the middle of the year. They played their first game there in the middle of the season. So he only got to play half a season there. And then he was like, yeah, I'm good. Why don't you go ahead and trade me? I don't want to play here anymore.
Damn.
Yeah. It's a good time. It's a good time to be a Mariners fan. Always has been. Then the next offseason, A-Rod was like, trade me too. Or actually, no, don't trade me. Pay me $250 million. And the Mariners were like, no, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
And the Rangers were like, we will. And the season before that, Randy Johnson was like, hey, trade me.
Right.
So they got rid of all.
So just one fill, just –
3 years in a row, Randy Johnson gone, Griffey gone, A-Rod gone. And then the next year they won 116 games.
Yes.
your guess is as good as mine. And then they didn't make the playoffs for 20 years. So it's just a fun franchise. It's just a really cool, fun, historic, storied franchise. We'll come back and talk to Brandon Adams. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
God, it's good. Feels like it's a I understand. Time. I understand this.
I don't understand what nothing just said, but dangerous.
Just how it sounds, though. I understand streaming this the day it comes out. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Just a minute away from Brandon Adams as well.
Yeah, tanned Brandon Adams.
Oh, yeah, the tanned, relaxed.
Tanned, relaxed, the cruiser,
yeah,
Brandon Adams.
That's two cruises in a year. That's pretty pretty good action for BA, who joins us, hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. As always, brought to you by R.S. Andrews, Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. BA, how are you?
There are rumors of a third cruise before the year is done. I can't confirm those, but people are saying that.
Wow.
People are talking.
Like, now, are you a cruiser or are you just a dog cruiser?
If you go on two cruises in a year and there's maybe a third one,
you're a cruiser.
Yeah, you're a cruiser.
I know it's probably going to be affiliated with Dog Nation, but I'm just saying, like, is it only because of Dog Nation or are you just like cruising?
No, I enjoy you. Royal Caribbean Cruise is always a lot of fun. So I was lucky enough to be on a brand new ship early in January. They have another ship debuting in July. So I can't confirm this, but there are talks that I could be on that ship as well.
V8's going to be on the ship.
Sounds good, man. Obviously, the NFL draft has come and gone, and another really good year for the Georgia Bulldogs, not surprisingly. I wonder if you look at any of the individual draft picks as one that maybe says something differently than the others, because to me, Ladd McConkey coming from where he came from, getting drafted as highly as he did, feels like maybe the latest feather in the cap of Kirby Smart's hat, which has a lot of feathers in it. I don't know how many feathers you can have, but it just feels like one of those ones where it's like, yeah, see, we can do that too.
Yeah, I think there are two things that kind of stand out to me, and you mentioned McConkey. That would be one of mine, in that it just feels like Georgia has kind of a lot of these. Now, the remarkable story of Ladd McConkey, perhaps, you know, maybe more so than some, but for all of the talk of Georgia having, like, say, 4- and 5-star recruits, when you look at their national championships, they don't win any of those if not for, like, 3-star recruits and less. Mm-hmm. Walk-on Stetson Bennett, obviously Ladd McConkey. You know, Jordan Davis was a 3-star. You could go – even like an A.D. Mitchell obviously ended up leaving Georgia to go to Texas. He wasn't really a super elite recruit either. That for all the talk of what Georgia does in recruiting, what they've been able to do by bringing in somewhat lesser recruits and turning them into great players and coveted draft picks, you know, that is a really major part of Georgia's success formula. And then – on another note, I'll kind of add to that. I think Javon Bullard in the second round going to the Packers, I talked about this a little bit today. You know, now you have another NFL team that sort of rivals the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of coveting, you know, Georgia Bulldogs. And that's kind of one of those anecdotes that I think really sort of speaks to just how prolific Georgia's draft success is. The fact that there are multiple teams that have made a big part of their organizational personality seeking out Georgia players. You know, that to me is a really cool bragging point if you're a Georgia fan, the fact that so many different NFL teams seem to have a little bit of a preference for Georgia players, of course, none of those being the Atlanta Falcons.
Speaking of Ladd, they just put out –
and they got Zion Logue. They got Zion Logue.
Yeah, there we go.
That is fair. That is fair. That is fair.
Speaking of Ladd, they just – Chargers just put it out. He's going to be number 15.
I like it. Now, listen, I'm a little bit – Randy, I don't know if you're like me. I'm a little bit old school, and then I sort of miss the days in which players sort of had numbers that – kind of coincide with the position.
Oh, yeah. It took me a while to get over to BA. Now I'm just officially like, okay. Yeah, it took me a minute.
At this point in time, I've sort of resigned myself to it. So It seems a little bit weird if you're wearing what I think of as a quarterback number. But at this point in time, you know, that's just sort of what football is.
Hey, BA, were you surprised by somebody that didn't get drafted?
You know, I was obviously hoping that Kendall Milton would have, because by the end of his career, I thought he was playing his best football. Yeah, everybody knows the story, right?
He was.
Super talented guy. Obviously battled injury, you know, kind of a crowded running back situation at Georgia. But by the end, man, I thought he was playing some really good football for Georgia and looking really healthy. And so, I mean, last year we saw Kyaris Jackson make the Tennessee Titans roster as an undrafted free agent. I could certainly see, whether it's Rosemary Jackson or Kendall Milton or whoever else, I could see them doing that here this year. So I didn't expect Milton to be anything but a late-round pick, but I guess I was a little bit surprised that he did go undrafted, and obviously I think he'll have a chance to still, I believe, make an NFL roster, even kind of coming from where he is right now.
What do you make of the Jaden Rashada kind of saga, what the last couple of years have been like for him, ultimately visiting Georgia, and then I don't know, maybe he'll go there. He says he's going to. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's hard
exactly,
to say with all
exactly.
these guys, but, I mean, pretty wild given where he was to where he kind of ends up. What's your take on all of this with him?
Well, to start off with, anything can happen, right? Because Jaden Rashada anything. Wouldn't have been on our radar at all until he was kind of coming to Georgia. So anything can happen at any point in time. Rashada could, I guess, change his mind, whether it be a day from now or a year from now. And I don't think he's going to a day from now, but we're on the same page as that. It's like all of this is just sort of a representative of how, you know, sort of weird the new normal in college football is. But if he's willing to come here and wait a year and then compete in 2025, it tells me there's some maturity there for him now, and I think that makes him a pretty valuable asset. Now, ultimately, I think there's still a lot to be determined about what kind of player Rashada is. We know what kind of prospect he was, but actually what kind of player is he? Kind of an incomplete in his first year or his only year at Arizona State because he got hurt, and you know, he was also very young. It seems like they were going to have an open competition in Tempe, you know, this offseason there too. So he's clearly a valuable prospect. I think he'll be a part of a really fun quarterback competition. And maybe Rashada would not be willing to do this if he didn't see how well patience seems to be working out for Carson Beck, who also waited and eventually I think is going to be really rewarded for that decision two-way. Because there's a proof of concept in place for a guy like Beck, I think it makes that a little bit of an easier selling point for guys like Rashada, and that may be why you're seeing the result that you're seeing.
But yeah, do you see them trying to maybe fill a position? I mean, obviously, you know, you have guys leaving, but do you see them maybe trying to bring somebody in to fill a position or need somewhere?
Well, I thought the biggest thing, you know, we didn't talk last week. The biggest thing I think that's happened since we all talked was the fact that Christian Miller almost transferred and then he didn't.
Yeah.
You know, that is a major defensive line, you know, kind of component piece. Does he become an all-SEC or something like that? Who knows? But he clearly had some value on an open market while the transfer portal was open, and he kind of stepped up and said he was going to leave, then he changed his mind. I think we probably have a little bit of an idea about why it was that he might have changed his mind. And if that's what Georgia's doing, playing the game and winning these kinds of battles to keep the players that it's keeping, I'm going to treat that as a little bit of a free agent acquisition, saying a guy who could have gotten away and didn't. Yeah, draft, Rashada, I don't think anything for Georgia was bigger than having somebody come after one of your defensive linemen, Georgia giving them the stiff arm and saying, no, you're not taking our guy because we're going to do what it takes to keep him.
Well, that's what happened with Amarius Mims, right? Yeah. Like, he entered the transfer portal, visited Florida State, never mind, come back, ended up working out pretty good for him at Georgia as well. Brandon Adams joins us, talking some Georgia Bulldogs, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, every single day podcast dedicated to Georgia football. I don't know if we know exactly what's happening yet, but there's some reporting from Pete Thamel and others that college football leaders, college sports leaders are involved in deep discussions to try to figure out a way to get a framework for revenue sharing with the players. Like, what do you think is happening with these meetings, and where does it go from here?
I think you have a few things going on. I think you have a little bit of a fight for power of whatever college athletics looks like after this, whether that's the NCAA or some sort of new entity or whatever else. I also think it's really interesting, to be totally honest, and I know this is kind of in the weeds, but let me just say this quickly. Of all these lawsuits that are bringing all this about, do you know that like three of the four major lawsuits currently being, I guess, sort of fought out in court are all being brought by the same lawyer, a guy named Jeffrey Kessler, who's not famous to anybody in our audience who's listening to us right now, probably us included. It's like, who elected him? Like, who is it that sort of gave him the power to have the most influence on shaping the future of college athletics? Right now he has it, but nobody seems to be asking who he is and whether or not his ideology ought to be shaping what college athletics looks like. So the bottom line here is, I don't think the right questions are always being asked about this, about where this is heading and who it is that it's pushing it in the direction that it is heading. This is one of those deals where it's sort of hard to talk about on sports radio because it's kind of boring or it's kind of in the weeds or whatever else. But I do think people owe it to themselves to try to pay a little bit of attention to some of this, because the thing that many of us love is being shaped in courtrooms and boardrooms, and the people who are doing it aren't getting particularly vetted very well right now, I don't believe.
So, I mean, do you look at it from a standpoint where a guy's handing out business cards like, hey, let's sue the NCAA because you guys deserve this? I think this is what Andy, the question was him asking you, do you think it's a realistic thing that it might happen?
Well, I definitely think we're going to see players paid through the main source of revenue, which is TV. Now, can you do that without making the players employees? That seems to be the big question that people are asking is, you know, it's sort of a foregone conclusion. The players are going to get more money. I don't really have a problem with that. I really don't. My issue is always going to be anything that sort of reshapes college athletics as we've known it. And I guess that's the question that people are wrestling with right now is, can you create for additional payment to players, some of that kind of coming through the TV revenue money, which is where the real money comes from, can you do that without completely reinventing what college athletics is? People in charge seem to think they can, but long before. So I guess let's tread lightly here as they try to reinvent something that has really been a major important pillar of American life for more than a century. People now think they can build something better, and they think they can build it quickly. We'll judge them, I guess, as they try to do that.
B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Thank you.
Always good to be with you guys. Right.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Just wanted to get – I knew that he would be thinking about –
Yeah, but I was going to say, he said change the layout. What did he say? Change what?
Just the landscape of college sports in general.
Meaning?
Probably separating football from everything else.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you make it work, how you make some of this stuff only apply to football players and not other folks. How you make it work for football to still sort of help fund some of the
– And I think that's the biggest thing.
The rest of the campus
sports. They're still going to – most schools, anyway. I'm going to say all, but they need that.
Yeah.
That to funnel down.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. The revenue generated by football, not just from TV contracts, but from the ticket sales and everything that comes along
football's with – so selfish.
But I don't think it's even that. I think it's some of these people that are on the periphery of football right now that are selfish. And that's why I think BA is right. Like, who is this guy? And I said this months ago when we were talking about it, as far as them trying to come up with a framework that works going forward. Nobody has a plan yet.
Nobody.
Somebody's going to come up with
it. And he's probably laying out some stuff. It looks good on paper.
Maybe.
But it ain't going. It's not something that's going to be sustainable.
And who is he? And what are his intentions? And what are his motivations? Yeah, money. Yeah. Like, of course. But, like, you know, that's why when they elected the new or got the new NCAA president, Charlie Baker, it was like, look, if you are the person that comes up with it, we can sort of forget nothing that Mark Emmert was. And Mark Emmert and others allowed it to get to this point by doing absolutely nothing,
right,
having no forward thinking and not having any plan in place. Like, you come to the table with a plan, great. Like, because no one has one. Whoever has the best plan is going to be with, or whoever is most convincing that their plan is the best plan. Is, I guess maybe it's going to be this lawyer that no one's ever heard of. That seems good.
He seemed like an ambulance chaser.
Didn't that seem like a good idea?
Yeah.
Just some anonymous lawyer. We'll let him decide the future.
That works out of a screened-in porch. Yeah, works in a screened-in porch, which is nothing wrong with that. I like screened porches.
I like screened porches, too. Yeah. But I also, you know, I just feel like there's a lot of people that care a great deal about college football and the future of it. Their opinion is included in a lot of these decisions. And it's not just, what can we do that makes the most money the soonest? Because that's what it's been. What gets us paid the soonest and the easiest? Let's do that. But that might not be the best. It might not be the best plan long term. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines on a Tuesday afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A lot of phone lines available if you want to jump on. Maybe today's the day you get through and ask your first ever AMA question. Who knows? Only way to have it happen is if you call in and try. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas? Hope y'all having a great week.
So far, so good.
Real quick, shout out to Bo Johnson for a great show over the weekend. So I had two questions for y'all. I am Georgia everything except for NBA basketball. I'm a Lakers fan. And after they lost Game 3, LeBron was quoted after asked the question. He said, it's just basketball. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the moments where I was like, see, this is why I don't like LeBron per se. So my question to both of y'all, was there ever a moment where an athlete did or said something where you were just like, see, this is why I don't like this athlete? And my second random question is it just me or does Michael Penix look like Tim Brown?
Huh.
Interesting. Yes, he does.
Mike, there's a lot of guys like that kind of like, oh yeah, Michael Penix kind of looks like that guy. But yeah, Tim Brown's one of them for sure. Do you have specific moments when you're like, yeah, can't really mess with that guy anymore?
Oh, man. When haven't you? Oh, man. Specific. I'm trying to think of, like, something that, you know, obviously breaking the law and doing something stupid like that. But like,
yeah, right, because those are the ones that come to mind.
Those are the ones that you come up with automatically. But I can't think of that right now.
Yeah, it's always hard because people say what they think is the right thing in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I remember at the end of Steve Sarkisian's time at Washington, he did an interview like a week before he took the USC job where he said, I hope to be the next Don James at this program, which basically means life. Like, I want to be here for life.
Right.
And the next week he was like, see ya. It's like, oh, why'd you say that? Like, you didn't have to say that.
Right.
You could have just said,
but that affected you?
Well, it's just like, I mean, he's like the greatest coach in the history of the program.
He is.
And like, you didn't have to say that if you didn't mean it, which clearly you didn't. And that's okay. Like, I don't have a problem. Took the USC job. Like, that's the dream job. That's fine. But like, to say, I want to be Don James, who had died
not
that long
before. How long ago did he say this before?
He said it a week before
he
left.
Okay.
And Don James had died like that year.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. He's like the legendary coach of the program. Like, if you weren't going to do it, like, why even say that?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, all right. So, I mean, I know they're all used car salesmen anyway.
Which they are.
But I was like, well, there's Sark. You know what I mean? Like, that was just a real obvious, like, all right, cool. I don't trust anything you say.
At all.
And then it didn't work out for him very well at USC. I don't think that's why it didn't work out for him well at USC. No. Because that's the kind of, like, that's real life stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he was drunk on the sideline because he had a problem.
Right.
Like, that, you know, I don't want that. Like, it didn't bother me that he lost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother me that his teams weren't good, but I didn't want him to, like, have a crisis publicly like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Being an alcoholic and everyone finding out about it like that. Like, that sucks. That wasn't good. But I wish you wouldn't have said that about Don James. Rock is on the South Side. What's up, Rock?
Hey, Andy Randy.
Hi, Rock.
What up, Rock?
All right. Hey, listen, you guys were talking about earlier about the one and dones that are coming through and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, what are you guys' favorite one and done or went right to the league and one of the ones that that didn't quite make it? I think the only one that came to my mind was Michael Jordan proved that he's not a greatest of the GM because he got Kwame Brown. What do you guys think about that?
There was a lot of things that proved Michael Jordan's not a great GM.
Yeah, like more than Kwame Brown.
It was a lot. Pretty much every pick that they made.
Every pick they ever had.
Adam Morrison.
Yeah, but I don't think Kwame, I mean, he's just funny now because he talks loud now. And every time I see a clip, he's mad at somebody. Mad at Shannon, he's mad at Gilbert Arenas. I got this question about Gilbert Arenas. Is like Gilbert, like, is he untouchable or like he protected by some street cats? Gilbert say what the hell he want to say and be dropping all kind of, like, stuff.
Maybe private information?
Like, private information, dog.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was going to look. I'm like, damn, Gil, you just, I know you had all them guns and everything, but, like, they didn't stop making guns when they made yours. So, just, like, just be really, he real gossipy.
He might be the most, but a lot of those NBA podcasts are like that. It's like, these guys just go on there and they just tell a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Hopefully that guy was cool with you telling that story.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of it, I just saw the good one this morning about the engagement ring swap. Hell yeah. Give me my damn ring back.
Oh, I don't know the story.
I guess he bought old girl a $400,000 engagement ring.
Whew, that'll get you a free big green egg.
They broke up, and I think he got back worth it just to switch out the rings and put a fake ring in there. No, give my ring back. If we ain't married, give me my ring back. Just like the whole, remember the Ben Simmons thing when she wouldn't give it? No, give my ring back.
So you proposed to someone with a ring,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then it doesn't work out.
Yes.
The ring.
You damn right.
Yeah, I would think so.
Give my ring back.
Especially if it costs $400,000.
Yes, give me my ring back. Damn right.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That must have been a nice ring.
But how you got it and switched out? That's pretty.
So that's what he did. He went back and switched it.
That's what he said. He said he got back together, switched it, and then broke back up
like
with her.
James Bond.
Yeah, yeah. That's his claim to fame. But I ain't gotta say nothing. I paid $400,000 for that. It ain't gonna work out.
Yeah.
Give my back.
So if you get married and then divorced,
that's fine.
Okay.
That's
then
fine.
You get to keep the ring.
That's fine.
Okay. Got
that's
it.
That's fine.
Jacob is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Jacob.
Hey. What was the worst thing that you ever did during a sporting practice or game that got you chewed out the most?
Oh, man.
Worst.
I hit a home run in Little League and high-stepped from third to home.
Yes.
Like Dion.
Yes.
And my stepdad was umpiring the game.
Uh-huh.
I didn't touch the plate before I got a real stern talking to.
How did they allow your stepdad to – that sounds – Kind of fishy.
Great question. I don't know.
Yeah. How your stepdad?
Maybe that's how I hit the home run in the first place.
How your stepdad get the referee the game? Umpire the game?
That's a great question. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Probably fighting. I think that's probably the worst thing. Fighting.
I scored a goal in high school in soccer and like ran over to the sideline and slid in front of the bench and did like a little pose. And after the game, my mom was like, do you have to do all that stuff? Like, just be proud of yourself.
Right.
And I was like, no, you're right about that. Yeah. I don't know. I was so excited.
Dude.
it was in overtime.
Let me find out more about you as a damn showboating.
Yeah, like the most like undeserving showboat of all time.
Right.
A guy who would do one good thing like once a month and then act like I was like Deion Sanders when I did it. Like the most undeserving showboat ever. But I would when I did it. I don't know. I was young and dumb. Kyle's in Noonan. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, guys. So real quick before I ask you my question, if you partake in the Wacky Tobacco, the Mike Tyson brand is one of the best out there. Okay. Highly recommend it.
Thank you. We could say weed. We're grown-ups.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Weed. All right. So, Andy, like, if I was in your position and I moved to, like, Seattle as a Braves fan, we're about the same age, been a Braves fan my entire life, there is no way in hell that I am switching my fandom to the Mariners. So my question is, how do you handle this? Were you secretly pulling for the Mariners last night? Because I would have been if I was you.
No, not at all. Like it's different in a lot of ways, probably, I think, because the Braves are a good franchise that you are proud to be a fan of. If you went out there, they'd still be a good franchise that you'd be proud to be a fan of. Mariners are a horrifyingly bad franchise, both on and off the field, and they have been for a really long time. And the Braves aren't, and I live here, so it's been an easy trend. Now, I do, like there is part of me as a sports fan that, I mean, I understand that, like, that's unacceptable to some people.
Right.
Like, you're not supposed to just switch your allegiances. But then it's also kind of like, why not? You know?
You can do what you want to do.
I don't get anything from them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just because my mom happened to be in Seattle when I was born,
right?
Then I have to root for them forever?
No.
Well, that's dumb. I could have been born anywhere. But I could have been for anybody.
You know me, I always say, it's a different day and age as far as fandom and everything. Be whoever the hell you want to be a fan of.
Totally.
My biggest thing is don't be trying to bring somebody over with you. You know what I mean? Just do you. Be your fan. You can be the fan of the Lakers, Duke, the Cowboys, how most of them fans are. Fine.
Sure.
Do you. Sure. Do you.
Unless it's your kids. You can bring your kids with you.
If they want to. Like, my son is with me.
Yeah,
like my boys are with me.
What if they didn't want to? Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they had no choice because they were like they love their daddy so much.
Okay.
No, I didn't say that.
The only thing I ever told
my children, especially my boys, like as long as I'm playing, you can't wear another player's jersey.
Fair.
Once I'm retired, fine. But when I'm playing, no, you're not wearing another player's jersey.
Fair enough.
It took like 5 years after I retired before that came to the boat.
It's like the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it took me a long time.
Candidacy.
I'm talking about any sports. It took me a long. I was like, no. Hey, Dad, my jersey's getting too small. I'll get you another one.
Another Randy McMichael jersey.
Yeah, I'll get you another one.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I like that. They can do whatever they want, but they didn't have a choice.
They have a choice.
I like that.
Because they love their dad, though. They never asked for another jersey.
I understand what you're saying.
Real quick, $2.5 billion a year, NBC to the NBA, trying to corner the market against Turner.
NBC?
Yeah.
Can they get the song back?
I hope so.
Bum, 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 bum.
Where was Shaq and him go?
They have to go to NBC.
Yeah. That man had cheating on his face.
He did. All over it. I could see it in his eyes. Last night, Bo Johnson slid. Himself.
Yes, Bo Johnson was out there demonstrating to 10-year-old girls
how
to slide.
He what slid
a,
and he hurt
what
himself.
What a damn coach.
He won't
but
say
he's banged
it,
up.
But he hurt himself.
He's banged up.
Strawberry on the leg is not hurting yourself.
He's banged up.
All right. There are rules to mistressing, and if you choose to do so, messing with another man's wife will get you shot in the foot.
Yes.
And the gaps are deep because of the marine layer.
It's true, man. It's hard to hit home runs in the marine layer. We'll get back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.